This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Again, if you want to change the future, you have to trouble the present in righteousness. Enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, again, we got much to cover today. And I want to bring it into contrast concerning what our forefathers established and what we have working against us today, all the way from the top to the bottom. And the reason I say that is because what our forefathers established through the Second Amendment, what Scripture tells us in Luke 11:21, here, let me read it for you really quick. It says that when a strong man armed keepeth his palace, his goods are in peace. Okay, that's Luke 11:21. When you go to 1 Samuel 13:22, keep in mind the Philistines bore rule and enslaved those of the children of Israel because they were disarmed. It tells us, so it came to pass in the day of battle that there was neither sword nor spear found in the hand of any of the people that were with Saul and Jonathan. And the only ones that had weapons were Saul and Jonathan. Now, again, I want to keep in mind, folks, and I want to put it in context that not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. But the spirit gives us enough common sense as to what we should do here on this earth, that we might keep our palace. Again, Luke 11:21, 1 Samuel 13:22, giving you a reference on both sides. Now, when you go to the likes of, well, let's say President Bill Clinton, the criminal, treasonous criminal that he is and was back in the 90s and still is, he said, if the personal freedoms guaranteed by the Constitution inhibit the government's ability to govern the people, we should look to limit those guarantees. Wait a second. Limited government, first and foremost, applies to those that serve we the people. Okay? It applies to those that serve we the people. And when you hear quotes like that, that should put a shiver up and down your spine right off the bat. He also said, when we got organized as a country and wrote a fairly radical constitution with a radical Bill of Rights giving radical amounts of freedom to Americans, it was assumed that Americans who had that freedom would use it responsibly. When personal freedom is being abused, you have to move to limit it again. Now listen again to what he's saying, friends. Listen carefully to what he is saying. He's talking about limiting the rights of the people. Wait a second. Again, keep in mind, we don't work for them. They work for us. We don't work for them. They work for us. His criminal wife, Hillary Clinton, said, we cannot let a minority of people. Now, here's political talk designed to make it look upright. But again, keep in mind, this conversation and these sort of quotes that I'm going to give to you in just a moment, friends, counter your Bill of Rights, your God-given rights, not the other way around. She said, we cannot let a minority of people, the 270 million gun owners in America, out of the 325.7, she said, we cannot let a minority of the people. Okay, there's her first lie. And that's what it is. It's a minority of people that hold a viewpoint that terrorizes the majority of people. Whoa! Wait a second. Then why is it that Slick Willie and Jezebel, Hillary Clinton, why is it that they have security detail that is armed to the hilt? I'm curious. I just want to know. Going over to Rahm Emanuel, President Obama's former chief of staff and a senior advisor to President Bill Clinton, he said, "We're bending the law as far as we can to ban an entirely new class of gun." Well, let's go and show you that the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree when it comes to the foreign sodomite plants, President Barack Hussein Obama. And I'm not name-calling, friends. These are facts. He said, "We know that other countries, in response to one mass shooting, have been able to craft laws that almost eliminate mass shootings. Friends of ours, allies of ours, namely Great Britain, Australia, countries like ours," he said. So he said that we know that there's ways to prevent it. Also keep in mind, this is the guy, okay, that tried, he must have took some sort of medicine to shed those tears or put onions up to his eyes, because everything he did was in direct contrast of what he does behind closed doors. And that's a politician for the most part, as I'm about to show you. But interestingly enough, he cried after the alleged shooting that took place there in Sandy Hook. Alleged, I said. And he said we need to protect our children, when in fact he's the one that's advocated abortion more than any criminal president in the history of America. He voted over 242 times to make sure babies were killed in the womb, and then he voted two times to make sure that the baby didn't have an opportunity to come out of the womb. He wanted another doctor to make sure that that baby was murdered, so another murderer. Okay, so again, what they say and what they do are two different stories. And by the way, that all happened during his 142-day tenure as a sitting senator in the state of Illinois. How that worked, I don't know. And then mysteriously, $250 million was given to him to become the president of the United States of America. Whoa, to fundamentally transform America. Now, I want to go over to our friend Senator Dianne Feinstein. This woman, by the way, she's worth $41 million. It's craziness. $41.78 million is her net worth. And it's funny how that works, isn't it? But she said, and by the way, there's nobody that is more notorious as an anti-gunner in this country as she is. She said, "If I could have gotten an outright ban, Mr. and Mrs. America, turning your guns," she said, "I would have." Wow, that's pretty crazy, isn't it? Well, then what are you doing in a representative position concerning we the people in order to magnify the laws that are there in the books in the first place? Well, she's not there, folks, working for we the people. She's there working for special interest groups in an attempt to disarm the American people. Now, what's interesting about all of this is I'm going to play some audio right on the other side of this up-and-coming first break, and it's Donald Trump talking about taking away the guns first and then due process of law second. That's like saying you're guilty until proven innocent. Guess who's sitting right to his left? Not only Marco Rubio, but also Dianne Feinstein when he had said this. So are we getting another double message from this administration? You better bet your bottom dollar we are. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be right back.
With every passing year, we here at the Sons of Liberty renew our dedication and resolve to reach the lost. For us, that means long hours in the office, long hours on the road, extreme dedication, and sacrifice. But we are willing to do it because we know it needs to be done. Our family has devoted our lives to this purpose, and we are asking you in a small way to do the same. Our Sons and Daughters of Liberty program is a way in which people just like you can join together with us in support of this cause. How does it work? Very simply. All you do is go online to SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and click on the Spread the Word button on our landing page. From there, you can decide how much you'd like to give each month and then simply fill out the information at the bottom of the page. Whether your monthly donation is large or small, remember, every gift matters and helps us in reaching the lost with the gospel of Jesus Christ. So don't delay. Please join together with us in this cause as we speak the truth and let our actions demonstrate our love. Together, we can truly reach this nation for Christ.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Ray Comfort from The Way of the Master and from Living Waters. I love Bradley. I love his passion for the lost, particularly for today's youth. His background and rock music gives an instant rapport with this generation. And so we need more Christians just like Bradley.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire your stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Scott Bauer, and I've been a professional trader for over 25 years. I've traded for Goldman Sachs and was the first Amazon market maker at the Chicago Board Options Exchange. I'm also the CEO here at Prosper Trading Academy, the leading educational firm teaching people how to trade the markets. For a limited time, I'm giving away one of my favorite secret trading techniques used by thousands of our students every day to help build their financial future. To learn this technique right now, call my 24/7 voicemail and just leave your email address. I'll email you my free trading technique right away. Just call 1-800-228-2155. This is the very information my students use every day to invest in their financial future. Again, call 1-800-228-2155 in the next 30 minutes and leave your email address on my voicemail. That's 1-800-228-2155. Call 1-800-228-2155.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. If you'd like to call in at any time, we'd love to hear from you. 1-866-582-9933. Again, 1-866-582-9933. If you want to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also jump over to our Facebook account, which is Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean, double E on Facebook, and or my Twitter account, Bradley Dean 1. Bradley Dean 1. If you go over to our YouTube page, yes, believe it or not, this is what we are doing. We got much covered here, friends. Go to YouTube, Sons of Liberty Media, Bradley Dean, any of those words, it will pull up. Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty Media, however you want to put those words in, it will pull it up. Sons of Liberty Media, Bradley Dean on YouTube. We got some new stuff coming up again tomorrow. We're doing this on a weekly basis, friends. You're going to love the videos. It's not my opinion. It's what people are posting. They're educational, and it's giving you a viewpoint that I guarantee you you're not getting today, because we're showing you, yes, the problem, but we're magnifying the law against the criminals to establish judgment and peace within the gate, bringing about resolve, friends. No more question marks, just laying out exclamations, and that's exactly what's going to bring about a peace of mind to the American people and their posterity. If you want to call in, you can. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, again, do remember that this is a radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, I want to tell you why I'm bringing this up. Because on Saturday, I'd spent much time concerning, what you're being told and what's actually happening, and how the American people across the boards have fallen asleep under this administration. Well, not only are the Tea Parties fallen asleep, remember what it tells us in the book of Matthew chapter 13, I believe it is, where it tells us that while men slept, the enemy sowed tares. Well, guess what, friends? Gun sales are plummeting. gun manufacturers going out of business. You want to know why they're going out of business? Because stores have more guns than they do sales. And again, if that's not going to awake you as to what's going on, and if you don't believe that that's a tactical, that's a tactic that the enemy's using on the American people, then I don't know what is. America, for the most part, no question about it, is drinking the Kool-Aid. America, for the most part, is falling asleep again, and you're giving a free rein over the to this brand new administration. Now, again, I want you to understand what I'm talking about here. People praising this administration, you know, that which is highly esteemed among men, the Bible tells us, is an abomination in the sight of God. The Bible tells unto us in Matthew 6, verse 38, Luke 6, verse 38, that woe unto you when all men speak well of you, for so did their fathers of the false prophets. You've got too many people going the same direction over the cliff, friends. And again, if you haven't learned from history, I want to tell you what, you're going to learn from history, because in the present, you're seeing it all over again. This is what happens right before things get real bad in a country. They just give free rein to an administration. Now, it's not happened here in America for the most part. We've seen it through dictatorships, third world countries, so on and so forth. But the fact of the matter is people are giving a free hand to this administration. Now, to bring it up to par, oftentimes I brought concerning the Second Amendment some of the things that Donald Trump has said about the Second Amendment. And after the shooting that took place in Florida, the alleged shooting that took place in Florida, and keep in mind, Nicholas Cruz, I mean, by the media, they had him convict. They played the judge, jury, and executioner before the facts were even given to the American people, and the American people have bought it once again. No film, no evidence, no nothing. Just what the state-controlled media would have you believe the American people have taken on and they have drank the Kool-Aid in which they have served up without any facts whatsoever. And by the way, we highlighted some of the things that were taking place over in Las Vegas, too, which are countering, again, the stories that you were told. But to get back to my point, right after this alleged shooting in Florida, I want you to listen to this audio. This is Donald Trump being asked about the Second Amendment. I want you to keep in mind, to his left is Dianne Feinstein sitting right next to him, and she was the one that said, if I could have gotten an outright ban, Mr. and Mrs. America, turning your guns, she said, I would have. And to her left is none other than Marco Rubio, which, if anybody trusts this guy, hey, listen, it's time to wake up. Let me shake you up for a little bit. Listen to this carefully, friends.
Go ahead, Mike.
Well, in the category, you spoke about this, the gun violence restraining orders. They're called, California actually has a version of this. And I think you, in your meeting with governors earlier this week, individually and as a group, we spoke about states taking steps. But the focus is to literally give families and give local law enforcement additional tools if an individual is reported to be a potential danger to themselves or others. Allow due process so no one's rights are trampled, but the ability to go to court, obtain an order, and then collect not only the firearms, but any weapons in the possession
or
of that individual.
Or take the firearms first and then go to court, because that's another system.
So what he said clearly, and he plays it out that way, friends. Okay, so I'm not like omitting anything here. Take the guns first and then due process. And of course, this took place, this little meeting with Donald Trump, right after this alleged shooting that took place in Florida. Now, is it just me again? I need someone to help me with this. I really do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I want you to help me understand. Isn't Donald Trump the one calling the media fake news constantly? So he went off something that fake news had said about something that allegedly took place over that alleged shooting in Florida. And before he knew the details, because we haven't gotten them yet, America, or the proof, he jumped the gun and said, well, what we need to do The first thing that came out of his mouth was, take the guns first. Then due process. Do you realize what he just said? He just said, you're guilty because the CIA-controlled media said so, and you're guilty because I said so. And by the way, I don't want you to pay attention to the fact that I call the CIA media fake news all the time either, because it doesn't fit my narrative right now. But he said, you're guilty until proven innocent. Due process afterwards. Due process afterwards. Haven't we been warned about political conversation and political talk? How it's contrived to come across as being truthful when in fact it's lie after lie after lie after lie? Did he blurt out the truth in his confusion? Well, you know he did. You know he did. Because he didn't think through what he said. And if he did, it's exactly what he would have said behind closed doors, not for the public to see. But he said it. So again, I want to make clear, I didn't say this. He said this. I want to make clear the American people are drinking the Kool-Aid. And gun sales and gun manufacturers are going out of business now because they trust this guy's administration at the helm of their country. Okay? Which, by the way, it's not left to him alone. It is to be every individual in this country in unison because, again, keep in mind, he works for us. We do not work for him. Okay? So in saying that, what I'd like to do is also highlight the fact on Saturday I had spent time showing you how the Second Amendment is under attack domestically. In Columbus, they had a bump stock ban. Not one person turned in a bump stock. In Denver, they had a bump stock ban. This would have never happened under Barack Hussein Obama in a million years, because every time he said anything anti-gun, like, I don't believe that Americans should own guns. I don't care. I didn't ask for your opinion. And it's funny that you would call us Americans. Well, what are you supposed to be, Mr. I'm from a third world country and I don't want anybody to know about it? Doesn't anybody think that this is a little odd as to what's going on? We're seeing international diplomatic efforts, we're told, between Donald Trump and his administration, making peace with other countries, as if to suggest we have a constitutional right or authority to go in and bully anybody into submission to our will once again. And keep in mind, we have 700 military bases across this country and 148 countries attempting to establish a new world order. Well, how would you defend yourself? How would you want to defend yourself, right? Right? But here, back at home, friends, you're under attack, namely your Second Amendment. Look what just happened in Deerfield, Illinois, friends. I'll highlight that for a moment, then I'm going to come back to the top 10 most idiotic anti-gun quotes from politicians.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Today, the U.S. economy added 213,000 jobs in the month of June. Now, unemployment rates did rise 0.2% up to 4% now. Wages also increased modestly last month. Steve Forbes, CEO of Forbes Media, reacts to the unemployment report.
It's a lot of good news, and it shows the economy is going in the right direction. And if we don't get a full-scale trade war, it's going to be a real boom for this economy. You'll see the stock market go up several thousand points if we get that cloud out of the way. But that is a cloud over there.
Today, Vice President Mike Pence also delivered remarks at ICE headquarters.
In this White House, let me be clear. We are with you 100%. And as the president said last night, we will always stand proudly with the brave heroes of ICE and our Border Patrol.
This is USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I currently skipping stones with four locals and one grizzly bear outside this Riverside Lodge in Portland? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because, honestly, the bear just kind of joined in, and now we're afraid that if we stop, he'll get angry. He can smell our fear. Hotels.com. You do you, and get rewarded.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I'm going to play some double talk here for you again, coming from the current administration, and just again showing you, friends, how this all works. They justify it in the North and they condemn it in the South. What they say and what they do are two different stories. Donald Trump, I just played some audio for you, how he said, take the guns first and then due process. You heard the audio. He said it. And then recently he's talking about giving teachers who carry guns a bonus. Okay. But again, I also shared with you concerning what's going on in Deerfield from the first segment. Let me finish that. In Deerfield alone, they are attempting to ban guns. Okay. And folks, it's about banning all guns. Okay. It's about gun control. It's about control. With that said, though a judge recently stopped that order, praise God for good judges, right? Keep in mind, the Lord established judges to preserve his people, the children of Israel. And so it is with this country. It's another protective measure concerning we the people and the enforcement of law, which condemns the wicked and justifies the righteous. With that said, in Deerfield, they were also going to charge people that didn't turn in their high-powered rifles $1,000 a day. Here you have the criminal now emboldened to attack the law abider because the law abider fails to deal with the law breaker. Again, with that said, notice what's happening across the boards in your country. A couple months ago, we had Representative Tony Kern from Arizona on the radio with us, and he was sharing with the American people that they're trying to pass a federal law basically saying that if someone says that you're questionable in your behavior, they can send the authorities over to your house, and then you will be brought, you'll be incarcerated, and then you'll be brought before a judge, and he'll decide if you can remain a gun owner or not, a gun carrier or not. Okay, so that's what this is coming to, and this is what is happening behind closed doors. And again, Donald Trump says, take the guns, due process. Now he's saying, give teachers who carry guns a bonus. Okay, but what's happening behind the scenes concerning what the media would have us want to know is the fact that, America, you're under attack. And again, keep in mind, this would never have happened under Barack Hussein Obama. Here's another prime example of what I'm talking about. Donald Trump just recently said, I certainly wouldn't sign Paul Ryan's amnesty bill. This is what he said. Folks, he already did. Read the $1.3 trillion omnibus bill. He already funded your enemies within and without, and the abortion industry, and the list goes on, alluring migrants to come into the United States of America on your dime. So for him to say, I certainly wouldn't sign Paul Ryan's amnesty bill, friends, he's already done it. And furthermore, everybody in this country knows that Paul Ryan is a Judas. So why is he there? And first and foremost, what you need to understand concerning that $1.3 trillion omnibus bill, which funds amnesty, not the wall. Keep in mind, the wall, and who's paying for the wall, that's already changed too. And it went from $4 billion to now $25 billion. And it went from them paying for the wall to now you paying for the wall, and then the Mexican people will reimburse us. I mean, folks, the only thing that this represents is the hypocrisy of the American people that continuously attempt to justify what's going on in this administration. And it stinks to high heaven. But here again, political talk, say one thing, do the opposite. Say one thing, do the opposite. Let's move on here. The top 10 most idiotic anti-gun quotes from politicians that you tolerate, America. 10, well, you know, my shotgun will do better for you than your AR-15 because you want to keep someone away from your house, just fire the shotgun through the door. Joe Biden, how is that criminal still there? Just recently, friends, him and his son came back from China with a $1 billion contract. Just wanted to share that with you. Thought I'd throw that in there for you to show you what you're tolerating. The ninth most idiotic anti-gun quote from politicians is Patricia Eddington. Some of these bullets, as you saw, have an incendiary device on the tip of it, which is a heat-seeking device. So you don't shoot deer with a bullet that size. If you do, you could cook it at the same time. I mean, is this crazy?
And she wants to prevent terrorists from obtaining this rifle and is urging New York State lawmakers to pass the Anti-Terrorism and Aviation Protection Act, an act that the National Rifle Association will likely fight, claiming the right to bear arms.
Come on. This is crazy. You can't certainly use this for hunting. But some of these bullets, as you saw, have an incendiary device on the tip of it, which is a heat-seeking device. So you don't shoot deer with a bullet that size. If you do, you could cook it at the same time.
Assemblywoman Eddington will introduce the bill tomorrow as part of a weapons package
with the American,
the Assembly.
Just,
her aim, along with her colleagues,
this is
this weapon
just a reflection of the hypocrisy of the American people, is it not? It's just a reflection of your hypocrisies, America, is what it is. Let's go to number 8. This is a ghost gun. This right here has the ability with a 30 caliber clip to disperse with 30 bullets within half a second. 30 magazine clip in a half a second. Kevin DeLeon. Crazy. Let's go to number 7. The 10 most idiotic anti-gun quotes from politicians that you tolerate, America. The Second Amendment only protects the people who want all guns they can have. The rest of us, we've got no Second Amendment. What are we supposed to do? This is Louise Slaughter. What? See, this is what I'm talking about, friends. You're putting up with reprobate minds. What does the Second Amendment say? Guess what, friends? They can't tell you. They just know that they're being told that you're going to get a bonus if you disarm the people in your prospective communities, in your prospective cities, in your prospective states. And you know it, and I know it. The 10 most idiotic anti-gun quotes from politicians. What's the efficiency of banning these magazine clips? I'll tell you. These are ammunition. They're bullets. So the people who have those now, they're going to shoot them. So if you can ban them in the future, the number of these high-capacity magazines is going to decrease dramatically over time because the bullets will have been shot and there won't be any more available.
Representative DeGette, this is a question about high-capacity magazine bans. It's a two-part question. I wonder if you'll first talk about the political viability of a ban in Congress. There's a measure pending. And if you'll also talk about the efficacy of banning the manufacture and sale going forward when there's approximately 40 million of them in circulation.
Thank you, Alicia. Well, as some of you may know, Congressman Perlmutter is the Prime House co-sponsor on the assault weapons ban, and I'm the Prime House co-sponsor on the ban of the high-capacity magazines. And I briefly, to your last question, what's the efficacy of banning these magazine clips? I will tell you, these are ammunition. They're bullets. So the people who have those now, they're going to shoot them. And so if you ban them in the future, the number of these high-capacity magazines is going to decrease dramatically over time because the bullets will have been shot and there won't be any more available.
Wow, thank you. Man, I feel so enlightened. What would we do without Diana DeGette? I feel totally enlightened. What did she say? Exactly. What did she mean to say? She doesn't even know. You know, I believe it was James Madison, the father of our Constitution, that said when people can't explain what they're saying, it's because they themselves don't even understand. Hello? Let's go down to number five, the top 10 most idiotic anti-gun quotes from politicians. Well, if it can fire a lot of bullets very quickly, that's a good definition. And then you can argue what a lot is. Okay, let's say three. If you haven't hit the deer with three shots, you're a pretty lousy shot. That deer deserves to get away. Really? This all coming from the sodomite, former mayor of New York, Michael Bloomberg. We did an expose on the criminals that are allied with Michael Bloomberg. You do know that, right, America? Tax evaders, pedophiles, assaulting police officers. Why? Because America, you've let them do what they want to do for so long that they now believe that they're above the law. And so guess what they do? They act accordingly. But I want to tell Michael Bloomberg and everybody else listening to me right now, the purpose of the Second Amendment has nothing to do with deer. It has nothing to do at all with the deer. And furthermore, as Thomas Jefferson rightly said in a letter to John Cartwright, 5 June 824, military time, friends, the Constitution of our states and of the United States assert that all power is inherent in the people, that they may exercise it by themselves because it is their right and duty to be armed at all times, Mr. Bloomberg. But you knew that. But you're a good little communist, and you want to go ahead and try to brainwash people into believing what you're really saying is true. And in fact, again, it comes back to political language, friends. It's all designed to look true when, in fact, they're responsible for lie after lie after lie after lie after lie after lie after lie. And they're still doing it today, friends. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, talking about the 10 most idiotic anti-gun quotes.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Richard Mast, attorney with Liberty Counsel. Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty Radio are on the front lines of our culture war, and I am proud to call them brothers in arms. What America needs now is more people telling the truth, regardless of the cost. Bradley is one of those people.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
That America, you tolerate, that you tolerate America. The responsible party I am speaking to, of course. We were just sharing with you Michael Bloomberg. He said, well, if it can fire a lot of bullets very quickly, that's a good definition. And then you can argue what a lot is. Okay, let's say 3. If you haven't hit a deer with 3 shots, you're a pretty lousy shot. That deer deserves to get away. He deserves to get away. Again, keep in mind, Mr. Security Detail, armed guards all the way around this joker, this hypocrite. You know what? Go ahead and play Mr. Bloomberg for him, would you, Sam?
Well, let's just look at the assault weapons ban.
Yep.
We had one in this country for 10 years. Every single weapon used by the shooter in Connecticut would have been okay under the old assault weapons law. They were all exceptions.
Yeah, okay, so the law is flawed. Fix it.
Isn't it pretty hard to define what is an assault weapon? Because it's so easy to write around for manufacturers to create weapons that...
Well, if it can fire a lot of bullets very quickly, that's a good good place to start, okay?
And hunters
would say... And then you can argue what a lot is. Okay, let's pick it. Let's say 3. If you haven't hit the deer with 3 shots, you're a pretty lousy shot. That deer deserves to get away. Let's get serious here.
Let's get serious here. How rational he is. Come on, let's get serious here. It reminds me of Hillary Clinton. We cannot let a minority of people, when in fact the opposite is true, And that's what it is, a minority of people. 270 million gun owners is a minority in the country of 325.7 million people, friends. See, they throw it out there and they want you to believe what they say. And she also goes on to say that hold a viewpoint that terrorizes the majority of the people. And I just played some audio of one of the top 10 most idiotic anti-gunners in America. And he's allied with criminal mayors across the country in an attempt to disarm the people systematically, little by little, through a siege, a slow takeover. And it's exactly what's going on. Deuteronomy 28. You're going to come down to the end of the chapter, friends, and you're still not going to listen, are you, concerning the judgments of God? Well, you're going to listen sooner or later, even if it has to be on Judgment Day, Hebrews 9:27. Because we know that all roads lead to the judgment seat of Christ, and we're going to have to answer for everything that we've done here. And what we've left off, you know, people that allow dictators to basically rule the roost, they really don't have anybody to blame for the most part but themselves for tolerating their crimes. And that's the history of man. Bloomberg, come on, let's get serious here. Yeah, let's get serious, Americans. Start dealing with these criminal politicians. Top 10 most idiotic anti-gun quotes from politicians. And by the way, friends, everything I'm telling you right now and sharing with you is constitutional law, number one, and it brings about the answers that you say that you want. Let's go to number four. We lose 93 million Americans a day to gun violence. Terry McAuliffe. This is a governor of Virginia. 93 million Americans die every day from gun violence. Hey, Mr. Hypocrite, I got a question for you. Those guys that hang out with you and they check everything out before you go to and from, and they're always walking with you no matter where you go. What's that? What is that on their right side or their left side? Their sidearms. I get it. Wait a second. Maybe you're one of the 93 million that might have a chance to survive because you have armed security detail, but you want to disarm everybody else. Isn't that what this is all about? Oh, Bradley, you know, I never thought about that before. Folks, when you have politicians on the radio, they'll say, well, you know more about it than I do. Well, you're the one representing the people. Shouldn't you know what you're doing and what you're doing when you're representing the people? The Constitution is as foreign to them as the very people that tolerate them. Period. It's like professed Christians all day long talking about their Christianity. And then all of a sudden you see their lifestyle and you try to figure out, wait a second, things aren't lining up here. Oh, no, I'm a Christian, man. My pastor told me. Well, what does the word say? I don't know. It's like politicians. Hey, well, you're supposed to represent the people and you're a patriot, right? Yeah. Well, what does the Constitution say? I don't know. You know, I'm just kind of like people pleasing or something, you know. After all, the people aren't paying me anyways. It's these special interest groups. The people know it, but they won't come to terms with it and actually deal with me. Oh, I know. And your kids are going to know it more than you for tolerating them. Going to number three, talking about the top 10 most idiotic anti-gun quotes from politicians. Number three, Carolyn McCarthy. It's a shoulder thing that goes up. What? Yeah, it's a shoulder thing that goes up. Okay.
In February, you introduced the Assault Weapons Ban and Law Enforcement Protection Act of 2007. It would regulate semi-automatic assault weapons, including weapons that have pistol grips, a forward grip, and something called a barrel shroud. Weapons with a barrel shroud would be regulated. What's a barrel shroud, and why should we regulate it?
I think the more important thing is that it also would have had banned the large capacity clips that
right.
Colin Ferguson had
but
used,
I,
and also the killer.
Okay. But I read the legislation, and it said that it would regulate barrel shrouds. What's a barrel shroud, and why should we regulate that?
The guns that were chosen back in those days were basically the guns that most gangs and criminals were using to kill our police officers. I'm not saying it was the best bill.
She's not answering the question.
What a barrel shot
particular
is?
Time. I actually don't know what a barrel shot is.
Okay, because it's in your
legislation. It's a shoulder thing that goes up.
No, it's not.
Someone asked, what's a part of her legislation, she calls it, which it's not because, again, it runs antithetical to our Bill of Rights. She doesn't even know what it is. Why? Because she didn't write the bill. Did you notice how she stuck to her talking points? That's all she knew how to say. That's because that's what she was told to say. They're actors. You know, I remember watching a documentary some time ago, and it was on Sylvester Stallone. And when he goes to Philadelphia, everybody knows him by Rocky Balboa, the Italian Stallion. And I thought, well, isn't that interesting? He's an actor. They know him as the Italian Stallion, Rocky Balboa. His real name is Sylvester Stallone. They know him as the world champion boxer. Folks, he's the boxing champion of the world. Yet the man has never gotten a ring and had a real fight in a boxing ring a day in his life. That's politics. That's politics right there. That's how the people have been desensitized in this country. And it's the same thing with politicians. You know them as one thing, but behind closed doors, that's who they really are. And by the way, in an upright scale, in an upright sense, friends, the man and the office are one and the same, but the American people don't hold them to that anymore. They don't hold them to that anymore. Hey, folks, Rocky Balboa, the Italian Stallion, is an actor. He's not a pro boxer. And he's never won a championship a day in his life. Why? Because he's never been in the ring. But that's how everybody identifies him. And again, it's the same thing with politics. Same exact thing. Dun 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 dun. All right, let's go to number one of the top 10 most idiotic anti-gun quotes from politicians. You ready for this one? The greatest gun salesman in the history of America. I remember I wrote an article about that when he was in office. And I wrote, he's the greatest gun salesman in the history of the world. And then all of a sudden, sure enough, here comes the conservatives getting right behind it. And that's what they do. Oh, I never thought about that before. Happens all day long. Happens all day long. And because I don't tickle your ears, it makes you mad. But when the conservative says it, he just kind of brushes things over for you, doesn't he? And he shows you that the politician is the one responsible rather than the person putting up with the corrupt politician. See, what I do here is not what they do. I point my finger and say, you're the one that's responsible because that's my job before you and God. And your blood is off my hands. It's easier for a 12 or 13-year-old to purchase a gun and cheaper than it is for them to get a book, said the foreign sodomite criminal plant, Barack Hussein Obama. Well, he's not there anymore. But he's still attacking. He's still leading his little social clubs around, isn't he, America? Why has he been given a free hand to do that? Because it comes back to what the American people will tolerate. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. See ya.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.